The monumental sarcophagus before you exemplifies Cypriot art at its most ambitious. Its sides display figures carved in high relief, bands of carefully executed mouldings, and other framing elements consisting of stylized flowers and trees. Throughout, there are traces of the original paint. The sarcophagus integrates elements from a number of traditions in ancient art. This kind of synthesis was characteristic of Cyprus. The long sides of the box show horse-drawn chariots in a stately procession. In the centre of one side, an attendant holds a parasol over another figure's head. This second figure is probably the chief dignitary in the parade and may be the man for whom the sarcophagus was made. Now follow the procession around the right side. On the short side, the Egyptian god Bes appears four times, although only one figure now survives. You can see the feet of three others that have been lost. Continue to the right and you will see what may be the end of the procession, where three soldiers march with spears and shields. The remaining short side features four nude figures of Astarte, a Near Eastern fertility goddess. On each end of the lid, a pair of sphinxes guard the coffin. Wings spread from their feline bodies like the archaic Greek sphinxes you can find elsewhere in the museum. On a wall nearby, there's a watercolour reconstruction of the original appearance of this sarcophagus.